In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us this parable about the importance of forgiveness and how the Lord, in his mercy, because we beg him to forgive us, we beg him to be merciful, he is. And then we turn right around all too often and we refuse to be merciful to somebody else. And that's the point that our Lord is making for us. He said, number one, unless you forgive others from your heart. That means really, truly forgive them. Not just speak some words, but in the depths of your being to actually forgive somebody. Now, of course, we're very quick to point out what this person or that person has done to us and why we're suddenly justified in not forgiving them. So then we look at what it says at the end of the reading, that this is exactly how your Heavenly Father will treat you unless you forgive. So isn't that exactly the condemnation we pray upon ourselves every single time we pray the Our Father? Forgive us as we forgive those who sin against us. So we're literally asking God to treat us exactly the way that we treat others, which is exactly what Jesus told us is going to happen to us. So ask yourself, in the depths of my heart, how forgiving am I? How charitable am I? How kind am I? Because that's exactly what I can expect coming back to me. The Lord has told us this in a variety of different ways, in a number of different parables, so it wasn't like this was even just one instance where it was just out of context or something. No, he made this point over and over and over again. We are called to be saints, and part of that is to forgive. That is not easy, but being a saint isn't easy. He's not asking us for the easy things, he's asking us for hard things. And we also need to remember that unforgiveness is the most powerful tool in the devil's arsenal. If you are not forgiving, he will have a field day with you. Why? Get rid of it. Let it go. That's what we're being asked to do. To forgive means to just draw the line and let it go. And boy, do we have trouble doing that. Because we've got every rationalization in the world to be able to try and say why it's okay for me not to forgive. Okay, that's what we're going to do. Now put it the other way. I ask God to forgive me. But I guess he's got every reason in the universe not to, because he's going to use the same reasoning on me as I'm using on everybody else. If it's okay for me to not forgive, I'm telling God it's okay for him to not forgive. Don't forgive me unless I'm willing to forgive someone else. Isn't that what we're really praying? So are we really justified in letting, in hanging on, in refusing to let go? Why do we want to keep doing that? Realize that if we're not forgiving somebody, we're dragging them around everywhere we go. Think about that. I'm so angry at this person because of what they did, I'm not going to forgive them. I hate them so much, I'm going to take them with me everywhere I go. Isn't that brilliant? I don't want to see this person ever again, so I'll just bring them with me everywhere. Really? How smart we are, aren't we? The Lord had a better way. Forgive. That's the Christian way of life. That's what we're supposed to be about. Not to say it was okay. Not to say that it wasn't anything big. He's not asking us to say that. He doesn't say that when he forgives us. Not once when you have gone to confession have you ever heard the priest say, the Lord said it was okay for you to do that. No, you're not going to hear that from the Lord. But what you will hear is that he forgives you. So he's not asking you to say it was okay for this person to do whatever they did. He's asking you to forgive. That's hard. But that's exactly what he's asking. That means dying to ourself. That means looking up at that cross at the cost of our sins and being able to say that's what he did so that I could be forgiven. What's he really asking of me? He's not asking me to get up on the cross so that I can forgive somebody else. He's asking me to accept his mercy and treat others as he has treated us. He did it for us. All he's asking us to do is to extend it. So that's the challenge. And it's a tough one. But it is the Christian way. And that's precisely what he's looking for. That we would do for others what he has done for us. That we would be merciful as mercy has been extended to us. That we will forgive as we have been forgiven.